to installment 208 of Sefer HaMitzvos from the Rambam. Today's portion contains two commandments, both relating to eliminating signs of tzeiras, the so-called leprosy, as we discussed yesterday. Prohibition number 308 is not to cut away or burn away any signs of this skin condition, and prohibition 307 is not to cut away the hairs or shave the hairs surrounding a mark and thereby make it impossible to detect and determine the status of this skin condition. As we discussed in yesterday's portion, there are a number of different signs which indicate a person has acquired the uncleanliness, the impurity of tzeiras. First of all, a white spot has to develop on the skin. Thereafter, a person is checked to see if one of three signs develop. One of them is that white hairs grow out of this patch of discolored skin. If that doesn't happen, there could be a second sign, that there would be michyas basar, a sign of raw flesh within this white skin. If none of these two occur, then the person is ultimately considered pure unless the third sign, spreading out of the discoloration, occurs. A person might be tempted to remove this sign of impurity. A person who contracted this condition would be subject to severe punishments. He would be, aside from the punishment of having the condition itself, the person would be expelled from all of the three camps. He might be tempted in that case to scrape off or cut off some sign of this disease. For example, he might cut off the white hairs which are growing from amidst this white skin. Or, if he has raw flesh growing within this white skin, he might cauterize it, take a source of heat, and seal off the rawness, so it would not appear to be michyas basar. In addition, there are different types of tzeiras, which affect garments, and even the walls of houses. And the person might be tempted to cut out those parts, or scrape off the signs of discoloration from the walls of his house. Doing any of these things is a violation of prohibition number 308, which derives, as the Rambam tells us, from the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 24, verse 8, which states, Hishomer benega hatzoras, be very careful with the affliction of tzeiras, commonly translated as leprosy. The Rambam quotes the Sifri, which tells us that this is a biblical prohibition. And the Mishnah explains in more detail that the prohibition here to be careful refers to tearing out, cutting off, or burning away any signs of tzeiras. And the person that does so is violating a biblical prohibition and incurs the penalty of lashes. This is the case when the tzeiras occurs on a normal patch of skin. However, as we mentioned in yesterday's portion, there are other types of tzeiras having different regulations, such as tzeiras which develops on a burn or on a wound. Prohibition number 307 is associated with a nesek. A nesek is a specific type of tzeiras which is associated with a place on the body where hair commonly grows, such as on a beard or on the hair on a person's head. When a person has a bald patch develop on such a hairy spot on his body, such as the size of a gris, approximately a dime, of hair falling out of his hair or out of his beard, he then has a nesek. According to the Rambam, as he explains in his legal code, this bald spot need not have any discoloration whatsoever, as compared to a spot of tzeiras on regular skin, where the skin must turn white. If it's on a hairy spot of the body, then the mere absence of hair, the falling out of the hair itself, creates the nesek. Other legal commentaries say that we must have discoloration as well. But the Rambam says that the hair falling out in one spot itself is a sign of impurity. Then, as the Chumash tells us, we must investigate this spot to see if hair grows. However, here we are not looking for white hairs, as was the case in a regular tzeiras. Here we are looking for, as the Chumash says, Seyar Tzahayev Dak. We are looking for gold-colored hairs, which are dark, as the Rambam explains in his legal code, very short golden hairs. Should hair the size with a spot on a spot that's approximately the size of a dime fall out of a person's beard, let us say, and afterwards two gold short golden hairs grow out of that spot, the person becomes impure, just as a regular case of tzeras. And this is the impurity of a nesek. However, even if two golden hairs do not grow, there could be another sign which would also make this person impure. This is if there's pisayin, if more hairs fall out. In other words, this spot spreads. How do we test this? If a person develops a nesek, that his hair fell out of a spot, we wait for 1 week and see if golden hairs grow out of the spot or if more hairs fall out. If after 1 week neither one apparently happens, we have another test in order to tell more precisely whether this nesek is spreading. The Torah says in the book of Leviticus, chapter 13, verse 33, v'hiskalach, you should shave the surrounding area, v'es hanesek lo yigaleach, but the spot itself do not shave. The Rambam explains in his legal code that this means that we leave a row of two hairs surrounding this bald spot, and outside those two hairs, we again shave the entire area. If this nesek, this bald spot, is spreading, then these two hairs, which are creating a sort of circle around the spot, will fall out. And then we will easily see whether the spot is spreading. If a person would cut off all of the hairs surrounding this bald spot, he would be left with a completely bald patch, a completely bald area, and we would be unable to tell whether or not this bald spot is spreading. The Torah therefore tells us, v'es hanesek lo yigaleach, as the Sifri explains that we cannot cut off these hairs surrounding the bald spot, since they are signs. They will tell us whether the person has become impure or not, because we are waiting to see whether the bald patch is spreading and cause these hairs to fall out. The commentaries explain both of these commandments in terms of the motivation of a person who is trying to take away his signs of impurity. Both in the first commandment, where he's tearing out the hairs which were already signs of impurity, and here where he's cutting off the hairs which might later show impurity. In both of these cases, the person is trying to show that he is pure. He is trying to avoid being declared impure. However, the lesson of these commandments is the opposite, that when God brings punishment and suffering upon a person, the person must accept them with great love and with simcha. As the Talmud says in Brachas, that just as we make a blessing on good things, so too we must make a blessing on bad things. Well, the explanation of this is that not that we make a blessing also on bad things, but that our feeling is the same feeling as if we had good things. Just as when we have good things happen to us, we make a blessing with truth, a true feeling of joy, so too we should have when suffering comes upon us. Since we have confidence that God brings suffering upon a person only for a reason, and many times a little bit of suffering in this world can cause a tremendous reward in the world to come, a person should always accept misfortune with love and with joy. And especially in the case of one who was stricken with tzeras, as our sages tell us that this was a punishment or a sign indicating the person must do tshuva, must repent for his misdeeds, and especially for the transgression of lashon hara, slanderous or malicious talk. The person should take this not as a sign that he must hide his impurity, but rather should take this as a sign he must mend his ways. Therefore, the Torah tells us, "He shomer b'neg atzeras." Be very careful, and lo yigaleach. Do not cut off these hairs, because you must not rebel and must not ignore the signs that God is giving you. You must rather use this as an opportunity to mend your ways and improve your behavior. In Derech Mitzvasecha, the Tzemach Tzedek explains the entire idea of tzeras according to Chassidus and in doing so explains these two commandments as well. And the Tzemach Tzedek explains how it is that this skin condition comes about, and why is it that it expresses itself through the skin turning white. The Tzemach Tzedek explains that everything in the world gets its life, its chayas, its vitality, from holiness, from kedusha. Even klippa, sitra achra, the forces of evil in the world, also ultimately have to come on to God's holiness and His life for their existence. But there, God gives them only a very limited form of chayas, a limited life force. However, this applies only when the Jews are properly pursuing and maintaining their study of Torah and observance of mitzvahs, because then there is a presence of mechin da'aba, of chachma, a high level of godliness, which prevents evil from having too much life drawn to it. When a person sins, however, there's histalkos mechin da'aba. This high level of godliness disappears or retreats, and then the forces of evil steal, so to speak, some of this vitality which would normally have gone to holiness, and it comes within their realm and within their possession. Therefore, when a person speaks lashon hara, slanderous talk, for example, there is a decrease in this amount of chachma drawn to the person. What happens thereafter? This chachma was normally coming to the person's holy soul, their nefesh. Since there is less chachma coming, there's less chachma coming to the nefesh, less coming to the soul. Therefore, the soul itself is weakened. Where do we see the soul expressed in a physical form? It says in Chumash, as explained in Tanya, that the soul is expressed in the blood of a person. Therefore, if there is a weakening in the holiness coming to the soul, there is a decrease in the amount of blood. Therefore, there are parts of the body which have less blood coming to them. Blood gives the flesh of the body its color. When the chachma decreases, therefore the amount of holiness coming to the soul decreases. Then the blood decreases from a certain spot, and that spot on the skin turns white. And this is why tzairas, this skin condition, is white, because there is a decrease in the amount of chachma coming to the soul, and therefore an absence of the soul in the blood, and the spot turns white. Now this life force is no longer going to holiness. It's going to the forces of evil, as being expressed by the signs of impurity. The person might want to decrease this and cut off these signs of impurity, so the sitra achra should not receive this life force and vitality. However, the Torah tells us, as the Tzemach Tzedek explains, that since you have sinned, the forces of evil now deserve to have this vitality. And since they deserve it, you cutting off their source would only punish you further. You're doing a further sin, and they will deserve, chas v'sholem, God forbid, even more life. Therefore, the person should not mend his ways and cut off this source of vitality to evil by cutting off the signs of his impurity. Rather, he should correct it by doing tshuva, by mending his ways and correcting the misdeeds which he has done in the past. This will bring, again, a presence of chachma back to his soul. The white flesh will turn to its normal color, and the holiness will go to its proper place. Thank you for tuning into the daily portion of Sefer Mitzvahs. For more information or to sponsor one of the installments, contact Sichas in English at area code 718-778-5436. That's 718-778-5436. And please join us again tomorrow.